Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! I don't know if you can hear from my voice that I'm kind of whispering because if you knew the time I'm recording this, bro, turning room, yeah, it's literally 4 a.m., bro. I have to record this and just upload immediately because, guys, I need to beat my schedule, man. But anyway, welcome to this episode. This is season 3, episode 3, but episode 66. If you get it, you get it, yeah? So how have you guys been? I hope you guys are well. Mm-hmm. And first things first, remember to vote for me in the African Podcast and Voice Awards APVA 2024. I've been nominated in the Podcast Art of the Year category. You guys, vote. Voting ends on 10th of August. So you better vote. Vote and support your girl, and let's bring this award home, yeah. And I'm gonna leave the link on my notebook. I usually forget to leave the link here on Spotify, so go check the link, vote for me. But if you don't even find the link is available on social media, all social media platforms, on my bio. So you can find me on social media at Awina Witi, at Unspoken Podcast K. Find me on YouTube, Unspoken Podcast K. I do nice vlogs, by the way. I think I love my vlogs. I enjoy my content. Personally, I enjoy my content. So I think you guys will enjoy my content, my vlogs, my vlogcast, Life of a Kenyan Podcaster Behind the Scenes. I just uploaded a vlog on Monday. That's 2 days ago. Yeah. So go and check it out. Like, share, subscribe. And then, yeah, do all those nice things. Anyway, today I'm here to talk about mula, besha shigana. Anyway, I'm here to talk about money because it's something. Anyway, you know what Unspoken is always all about personal development. If you're not new here, you know that. So it's basically what I'm always struggling with. All the topics I'm always talking about here, mostly, it's always about my personal growth. It's always about something I'm trying to navigate, something I'm working my way through. It's always about something. So, yeah. So, money. That's what currently I'm trying to navigate, how to manage my money. So, there are a few lessons I want to share with you guys. Some of the lessons that money has been teaching me of late. Because I'm currently managing my own money, like, bills. I got bills to pay. I have bills waiting for me to pay each month, and then have to feed myself. So yeah, you know, basically the whole adulting thing. So, and money has been teaching. Money has been teaching me, or I've been learning some few things about money. Either way, it works. So money taught me. That's what we're talking about. What money taught me. The lessons I've learned from money. Number one. Mm-hmm. Wait first, should I start the list or should I talk about, but yeah, I'll keep adding in the things that when I get any ideas, I'm gonna keep adding them in. So what money taught me, number one is, if you don't set clear financial goals, if you are not intentional with your money, then like being intentional with the money means like, if you don't know how to budget yourself, if you don't know this money, like where your money is going, if you don't know like where I want, if like basically if you don't know what to do with your money, basically, like if you don't know how to manage your budget, manage your money, if you don't know what, like this amount of money is supposed to go here, this is supposed to go here, this is supposed to, like, basically being intentional with your money, then the world will find a purpose for your money. So you have to be intentional with your money. Like, ido ikifika, like, I'm supposed to do this. But then you plan prior before your money comes. Me, by the way, I always plan. If I'm expecting some cash, I've worked, of course, I know the amount I'm supposed to get. I always plan before I get that money. Because kunile jote na kujanga ukishapata pesa and you can't control, by the way. There's just that feeling. I don't know, the way you behave if you have money, it's different, by the way. Let's just talk about it. You behave differently when you have money, honestly. There's this meme niliona mahalati confirmed you have received. If someone even sends you 100 shillings, you go to a hotel and you're like, yo kuku ikauke vizuri. Any small money behavior don't change. Yeah, there's just, and it's normal, actually. It's really normal. Like, if you just get some money, kunele jote na kuja, and then the things you had set, the goals you had, the things you wanted to do with the money, you just forget by the. And then when you start, you spend the money, and then you think, what did I do? I was supposed to do this. I was supposed to buy this. You didn't do it because you are not intentional with the money. You didn't plan prior. Like, where do I come with this? I get this money. I'm supposed to do this. So you plan prior. Budget yourself. Budget when you're sure that that money you're going to get it, because it's a lot of the story planning for money that... Like, you're not sure, you get your hopes up and then don't get the money and then you're disappointed. So this, in this case, budgeting means like you're planning for money. If, in case, of course, when you're working, your salary, basically, of course, it's sure, but you're going to get your salary. So you plan prior, you're intentional. That's what I'm learning. Have to be intentional. Like, if I'm expecting 20K, I'm like, okay, I need to buy this, maybe things for the house. I need to do this. I need to save this. This have to go there. This amount of money has to go in a certain place. So be intentional with the money. That's the first thing I'm learning. About money, that create clear financial goals, create intentional goals, clear intentional goals for money. Find a purpose for money. If you don't find a purpose for money, the world will find a purpose for you. Your siblings, your brothers, your dad, your parents, Black Tax is gonna find a purpose for you. Social capital. So you're gonna get a message. Who's wedding who? You're required to contribute. So you who has a baby shower where? You're supposed to contribute. There's a funeral. You're supposed to contribute. So if you don't find a purpose for your money, the world's going to find a purpose for your money. So you better create intentional goals, create intentional financial goals. Another thing that money taught me is, what's my relationship with money? How do I view money? Like, how does money make me feel? Like, what's my relationship with money? Do I still have the scarcity mindset? Ile scarcity mindset, like, if you have money and then you're like, I didn't make it to 5,000. I can't buy a shoe for 5,000. I can't buy a shoe for 10,000. I can't buy a shoe for 20K. Or I can't buy a dress for 20K. Like, scarcity mindset. You're like, okay. You limit your like, you're limiting your mind. Like, I can't even, like, you're even limiting yourself in terms of thinking you can't afford certain things because you don't have that money. You're limiting yourself in this time. I think it's just basically also childhood trauma. it got a lot to do with childhood trauma, honestly. Even me, I've been fighting that because, honestly, I won't lie, me, even as I'm here, I come from a very humble background. See, in our home, we don't have, like, money. We don't. I come from a small village in Kisumu, so we're not even rich. I really come from a humble background. So, is that childhood trauma surrounding money, the scarcity, yeah. Sorry. It's 4 a.m. and it's cold, so excuse me. There's that scarcity mindset. Like, you don't know if you can never, like, buy such things at certain price because, okay, that's too expensive. I don't think I can afford that. I'm not, like, you feel like you don't deserve that. So change your mindset about money. Money has taught me to change my mindset, concerning money. Have a wealthy mindset. Even if you look at these rich people, have that mindset. Think how rich people think, act like wealthy people. Think not, okay, I'm not saying live a fake life. I'm not saying fake it till you make it. But if you can't buy any, that's not the point. But have a wealthy mindset. Think how wealthy people. See, honestly, okay, there's someone who's rich over there, and then you feel like, okay, rich is relative. I said, no, not rich, wealthy. Let's talk wealthy. So you're saying that, hey, there's someone wealthy, and then you're like, you can't be that wealthy. You're already limiting yourself. You're limiting your mindset. Like, okay, me, like, kuna level wewe usifika. You're just limiting yourself. Like, there's some people who can reach certain levels, but not me. That's scarcity mindset. Have a wealthy mindset. Like, you can get that money that you want. You can get it. You can. But I said, so I was reading, when I was doing my research, someone said that don't talk about manifestation when it comes to money. You have to be realistic. So that's another thing that money has taught me. Have a wealthy mindset. Work on your mindset. Have a wealthy mindset. Work on your mindset. Another thing that money taught me is, finding a way to keep, those are the three main rules of making money, of sustaining yourself, is finding a way to make money. As long as you have a way to make money, you have your stream of income, and then find a way to keep that money. Have to find a way to keep that money. And then the third thing is finding a way to multiply that money, because that's how you become rich, when you multiply. Being rich doesn't come from savings. It comes from investing, so multiplying that money. So that's what I'm learning. I'm learning how to make. Of course, I'm making the money. And then the most important thing I'm learning now, in fact, apart from I've not even started with multiplying the money, because multiplying comes with the investment and all that, and you have to be very financially literate to go into investing. So yeah, I'm still on the stage of keeping the money, the small money that I have. I am still struggling to manage how to keep it. That comes with managing my money. So I'm still struggling with how to keep this money, because this is have you heard of this story where you have money, you work, you have money, but you don't see where the money goes. Like you don't see what you do with your money. If you're asked to like break down, like where did you spend your money on? What did you do? You can't you don't know, because you don't know how to maintain your money, to manage your money, to keep your money. So that's literally a very important thing that I'm struggling with, how to manage my money. Money management is also a big topic, a huge topic that you guys need to do research. Money management and what's the other one? Financial literacy. Do your research, guys. I'm currently doing my research on money and everything, financial literacy. It's a lot. So take your time, do your research concerning money, because it's a lot. The worst thing, my biggest fear in this world when it comes to money is reaching at a point in my life where I have money, I have a lot of money. Like, it's not like I have money, I can sustain myself. I have money, like I'm just living a good life, like I can pay my bills. Like, I just have some, like, I'm wealthy. I'm just like, that's a case scenario. That's my biggest fear. Like, I'm just wealthy, I have money, I have many streams of income, money is coming in, I have a lot of money, I'm not even stressed. And then my biggest fear is, what if I lose that money? What if pesa wisha? Like, you get, that's my biggest fear. Like, I reach a point in my life where I have a lot of money, and then I lose it because I mismanaged it. That will be my biggest, like, that's the biggest regret. Like, you had access, you got an opportunity. Because as someone comes and say, kutoka block nine, opportunity comes to your door once. So you get that opportunity, you get a nice job, or your business is flourishing, and then you have money, like, you're living a good life. And then, few years down the line, you don't have that money, you lose that money. Then you go, that's the biggest regret. So that's my biggest fear, like having money and then I lose it. No. So that's why I'm trying to learn how to manage my money, working on my relationship with money, my mindset when it comes to money. And then there's this analogy. Another thing I'm learning, there's this analogy, like, pesa haitoshangi. Money is never enough. Like, at what point is money enough? Honestly, another thing I'm learning when it comes to money is that money is never enough, honestly. Money is never enough. Sema tu kweli, it's never enough. Of course, they always say, tosheka. Of course, there's that. But I'm learning that money is never enough. Even these politicians, why do they always keep stealing from the government? Because money is never enough. Even when I was a kid, I used to not think even well. I used to think as a kid, even me, I think like, these politicians, if you have money and you want to steal from the government, as much as you're going to be stealing, of course, I'm not advocating for that, but if you steal, at least, iba kidogo, like, steal a bit, and then the other one, take it to do a project, like, something that can't be seen. But, yo, it's never enough. The more you get, the more you want. It's never enough. That's what I'm learning. So, learn to manage the little that you have. So even kidogo nyingine, but I'm always like, oh, at least I can pay my bills. I can pay my bills without stress. I can pay my bills on time. I can feed myself. I can live comfortably. That's enough for me. Because then after when you start realizing money is never enough, then comes greed. And you know, greed can lead you to an early grave, sis. Yeah, greed is bad. So then you're just greedy, and then you start doing things that you're not proud of because you want to make more money. And let me tell you for free, if you go and try and make more money, you want to make more money, it will never be enough. If you go uko at the end of the world, it will never be enough. Our billionaires, these billionaires that you always see here, see, they still work. Someone is like a billionaire, he's 77 years old, and they still work. They're still at the office, they're still working, because it's never enough. That's one thing I'm learning. money is never enough. So you need to know how to manage the little that you have, how to manage your small money. That's the third thing that money has taught me. Another thing that money has taught me is budgeting is for everyone. Budgeting is for everyone. Plan yourself, plan your life, plan. When I was young, before I started adulting, I used to think that budgeting is for parents, for those people who have kids. Yeah, I don't have a kid. I don't have a kid. I don't have any mouth to feed. No one's depending on me. Why should I budget? My money is mine. My money is for me. It's for my mouth. I'm only feeding myself. So why should I budget? Why? But no, I'm learning budgeting is for everyone. When that money comes, I need to know this is for this. This is for rent. Hey, first thing when I've learned, by the way, if you get money, this is for those people living alone, like us who are trying to. We have started like life living a lot. Pay rent first, bro. Pay rent first. That's my first rule of budgeting. My first rule of budgeting is pay your bills. Pay your bills. Bills gotta be paid. Pay your bills first. Number one, pay rent. Me, the first thing when I get money, I pay my rent and then I pay my Wi-Fi. The two most important things. The two most important bills to me, rent and Wi-Fi. As long as I've paid my rent and Wi-Fi, but honestly, number one, like, budgeting is for everyone. Budget. So me, number one, let me show you. Let me tell you how I budget. Number one, I pay my bills, rent and Wi-Fi. When I say bills, the most important bills is like electricity tokens. That's small money, like 200. That's not stress. Like rent and Wi-Fi, those are the main bills. So number one, I pay my rent and Wi-Fi. That's number one. And then number two, I save. Or is it save or invest? When I say save, I have like a money market fund account. If you don't know about money market fund accounts, do your research. It's a good saving and investment platform. There are a lot of money market funds in Kenya. So just do your research. I also did my research and find the one that's suitable for you and join. Don't put your money in the bank, bro. At least do banks. Those banks are making money, are making an interest for your money, but your money is just lying there. It's not getting any interest. But if you put your money in a money market fund, it's gonna get interest. You're gonna get interest. So don't put your money in the bank, please. Try money market funds. I'm still trying to navigate circles, but I don't really advocate for circles. Circles are just like if you want a loan, like it's a crediting facility. If you want to join a circle, it's mainly because maybe in the future you're looking to get a loan from that circle. So that's mainly the main thing about circle. But the interest rate on circles, they are so low. So I wouldn't advise someone to save on a circle. Please. The best way is money market fund. That's what I know. And then there's treasury bonds and bills, which is quite expensive, but it's nice. It's also a good one. So if you want to try that also, do your research. Please. I'm not a financial manager or anything. So just do your research, because me, I also did my research and I'm still learning. And that's why I was thinking, sometime soon, I'm going to like get maybe a guru in this financial world to come to the court and just educate us. But now I'm just sharing with you what my money lesson. This is me sharing with you what I've learned. So circles, no, not really. If you want to get a loan, if you want to buy a car, maybe in future, and you want a loan, maybe a car land, anyway, that's when you want to join a circle. But saving in a circle, I don't advise for that. And then, yeah, so money market fund is the best, but there are a lot of ways, but that's what I'm currently using only. I have a money market fund account. That's the place I'm saving my money. So that's what I'm using, and it's really nice because my money gets interest. So yeah, that's cool. You save and you get interest. What's better than that? That's the fourth thing that I'm learning from money, budgeting. Okay, that's what I was telling you guys how I'm budgeting. So the first one was, what did I say? Yeah, paying your rent and Wi-Fi first. Pay your bills first. Bills first. Because if you start spending your money, I saw a meme that unashanga mbona unatumia pesa aishi kumbe ni ukulipa rent. Ulisahau kulipa rent. And then you can't forget. So pay your rent, pay your Wi-Fi, that's what I do. And then save, number three. Now comes at home, household shopping. If you have things for the house, food. Now, number three is now food. Get food. Why is food number three? But yeah, because of course, nyumba na ikosangi food. Like your house can't like miss food. So number three, maybe you do adjustment in the house. The food you need to add, household shopping. Yeah, toiletries and that. That's number three. That That's the most important thing. So we have covered shelter. Three basic needs. Rent is shelter, food. And then what are the three basic needs? Food, shelter, clothing. Yeah, clothing. Now that comes, of course, at the fourth position when you want to buy an outfit. Now that's number four. When I want to spend something on myself, maybe treat myself or buy myself shoes or clothes. Even if I can shelter bills, I'm good. I have food in my house. Now I can buy myself food, clothing, I can take myself out. Yeah, that's how I budget. And then I've paid my bills, I have saved, I have food in my house, I've bought myself like a small something. I'm good. That's my budget. That's how I'm currently budgeting. Yeah, so budgeting is for everyone. Plan your money. Another thing I'm learning from, money has taught me is, I've talked about saving for dark days, of course. Definitely. I'm learning to track my spendings. Money has taught me I need to track my spendings. I need to know where my money is going. Because there's times you're checking your M-Pesa balance. Today, your M-Pesa balance is 30,000. Tomorrow, it's reading 5K. And you can't even account for that money. I'm like, okay. Yesterday, I had 20K in my account. Today I have 3K. Where is the 17K? Like, what did I do? You can't even account for what you did with that 17,000. So track your spendings. Like, okay, I know 500. I bought this 1,000 bob. I bought this. So track your spendings. No, monthly you should not, like, on food approximately in a week. Me, I do my things like in a week. Month is too exhausting. So in a week, I know, like, in a week, food I spend like maybe even 3,000 on food. It depends. It varies. But in a conga, approximately 3K to 3K on food. Yeah, that's, sometimes it's even 1,500. Sometimes I don't even feel like eating. I spend like 1,000 on food a week. So I know, like, in a week I spend this. So I track where my money goes. I bought this. I know it costs this much. So track your spendings. That's another thing I'm learning. Money has taught me. Another thing. Another thing money has taught me is to be guided by my personal values and not do things with my money to impress other people. I just need to be guided by my personal values. Like, you see, there's this thing where you're trying to show the world that you're living the good life. You're like, you're the one who's living the good life. You're just trying to impress people. But in real sense, you don't even need all those things. Of course, you just want to live like a soft life, like a buddy, like IG buddies, all this life we see on Instagram, the Instagram buddies living. Now you want to live that life also. You want to impress people that you're living the good life. You're part of the cool people. No. Me, I'm learning, I'm guided by my personal values. I'm going to buy this thing because I need it. I'm going to go somewhere. I'm going to spend my money on this because I need it. If it's not necessary, if it doesn't go with my personal values, I'm not doing it to impress people. So just don't use your money to impress people. Like, you want to go on a canoe? What was that? No, I'm not doing that. That's something I'm learning, because I prefer, quality of life is important. By the way, quality of life is important. I'm not saying now that we are living on a budget. I started to say, okay, people mistake that budgeting is for suffering. No, spoil yourself. Of course, if you have money, that's where it comes from. There is now. When you talk about saving, this is called, when I was talking about money market fund and savings account, I'm learning that you should have like four savings account. You should have an emergency fund account. That's for emergency when you lose your job. Because, bro, my biggest lesson, let's say, because I remember last year time like this, I was jobless. I'd lost my job at the radio station and I didn't have any savings, even a shilling. I'd lost my job. And in fact, the worst part is that I'd lost the job because we had not even been told, like, prior, like, given a notice earlier. No. I just woke up. I'm going to work today. And then by 4 p.m., when I'm going home, I'm jobless. Imagine, like, your life changes within 6 hours or even 12 hours. Your life has already changed. You're jobless. You don't know where your next meal is going to come. You don't know when you're going to pay your rent. That's the worst thing that I experienced last year. So I learned it's good to have an emergency fund account. Like, you just throw small money there. 500 shillings you get to throw in your emergency account. 1,000 shillings you throw there. And you'll get by a month of, in a month you've saved like even 4K. So have an emergency fund account. It's really important. Another account you should have, medical, if you are in medical insurance, you know how, you know how it gets if you don't have insurance, medical insurance. So try having medical insurance, small money. Okay. And then do your research on the best medical insurance you wanna get. So yeah, that's the second account. And then the third one is, of course, investment account. That's what I've also learned while I'm doing my research on savings and investment. Have an investment account. That account is where you put money that you plan to invest in the future. You throw there 1,000, 2,000. By the end of the year, you get to, maybe you have even 50K. That 50K, you can even put it in treasury and bonds. Yeah, do that. So have an investment account that where you put money when it accrues. That's what you get when you hear someone has invested like 100K once. You know, it's so difficult for you to just invest 100K just once. That, I have this 100K, let me invest. It's so hard, honestly. Just, you do 100K is a lot of money and then you're not sure how the investment is going to go. So it's always a big risk. That's why it's good to, and then you're always wondering, okay, if I want to invest 100K, how am I going to get 100K that fast? Like, just once, that lump sum of money. So it's good to have an investment account where you just push, you unaeka pesa kidogo huko. By the end of the day, unapata umefika 100K and then you invest it. So try small bits. That's the third account I'm learning that you should have. The fourth one is, that is now in terms of saving, the fourth one is luxury. I don't know the name, I've forgotten the name. I saw it was called something like luxury account, something like that. Luxury. Now, this is where you save for your vacation. This is where you save if you want to go for a vacation maybe next year during your birthday. This is where you save for birthdays. If you have you want to throw yourself a birthday party, this is where you put that money for birthdays, for vacation, for those two small things for yourself. So this is where you put that money. So those are four savings accounts, bro. But it can work. If you have four and then you put 500, that's 2K a month. If you want to put 500 in each account, that's 2K a month. Okay, that's kidogo. But 500 in 12, within a year, it's 12 times 5, that's 6K, that's kidogo. But afadhali, haba na haba ujaza kibaba, yeah. So, just do what you can manage, yeah. So, also, another thing that money has taught me is investing in my financial education. These things are not taught in school. In school, I remember they're teaching us about business. They never taught us about managing our money. They never taught us about these things. Even in campus, they never taught us about managing our money. And I remember in campus, we were having like a lot of money. I remember me, when I was in campus, is when I received the most money I've ever received in my entire life. At the time, that is, because I received help. Help, I used to get like maybe 30K. That was a lot of money in my account. I have 30K. I didn't even know how to manage that money. Help, I remember in school, I used to say that help, pesa help, imelaniwa. Pesa help, but I wanna, like, unangi kenye umefanyia. Because in 2 days, it disappears. But in real sense, it's just that we didn't know how to manage our money. You are not taught how to manage our money. We didn't even teach ourselves. I don't depend on people to teach you. Teach yourself. There are a lot of websites, there are a lot of things. Everything is online nowadays. So take your time to, there are a lot of financial managers, financial coach. So take your time to invest in financial education, financial literacy. It's gonna keep you, it's gonna make you, like, it's gonna take you a step forward when it comes to your finances. So yeah, those are the things. I think those are the things that I'm currently learning from money. Currently, money is teaching me about all those things. So yeah, I hope you've learned something. I hope you've learned something on this episode concerning money, how you feel up when you have money, how you behave, little money, how you behave. There's this, adi unasketi yosiku, mboga, sitaki hata mboga, yani, mboga sitaki. Because what is the relationship with money? Honestly, what is it? How do you feel when you have money? Are you the person when you have money? Sasa, even you don't want your friends. Just leave me. I just need other new friends. Are you that person? Are you that person when you have money? Hata yosiku utalala kwa nyumba. Ati nilale kwa pesa. Nilale kwa nyumba na niko na eat pesa. Na mpesa balance yangi na sama siju. I can't sleep in the house. I have to go out. I must be outside because I have this amount of money. So how, like, navigate your relationship with money. How do you feel when you have money? How do you behave when you have money? Yeah. So, yeah. hope you guys have learned something from my money perspective, my money POV. That's currently what I'm learning from money. But I'm going to be doing this financial series once in a while because money is something that it's constant. So this is currently what I'm learning. But in the next year, maybe after some months, I'm going to also come here and tell you guys what I'm learning. And then I'm going to try and get a financial advisor, like a guru in the financial industry, to come here on the pod and talk to you guys about money. Because the best time to build your wealth is when you're having small money. If you can't manage like your small money, what that means that if you have like big money, you can't even manage that. So start with that 500 yako. Know how to manage that 500 shillings of yours. Know how to manage that. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you guys you invest your time in your financial literacy, and I'll see you on the next episode. Remember to vote for me in the APVA. Like and check my vlog on YouTube, my vlogs on YouTube. Check out my podcast on Spotify, on all audio streaming platforms. I'll be doing videos soon. I'm just getting, you know, the season just started, so I'm still getting some things in order. But yeah, follow me on all social media platforms. Awiti at Unspoken Podcast KE. And I will see you on the next episode. Bye.